At the end of 2012, Arizona had about 231 doctors for every 100,000 residents, below the national average of 260 doctors per 100,000 residents. The combination of two seismic shifts in healthcare could make that shortage even starker, implementing the Affordable Care Act and changes to how and where veterans get treated. Kim Van Pelt is Director of State Health Policy and Advocacy for St. Luke's Health Initiatives.
Well, we know that more people are likely to be insured moving forward. We know that as the population ages in general, there's going to be increased demand for health care. And we know that we have existing shortages of many health care workers, primarily or most importantly in the area of primary care. So we do know that if you're going to be having more people use the existing healthcare system, there may be some challenges in terms of being able to provide healthcare to certain populations, especially in rural areas.
Are there certain ideas perhaps other states have tried that might be helpful to Arizona perhaps going forward?
Yeah, one of the things we know that could help meet the demand for more healthcare workers is creating more residencies in Arizona. We know that right now we have a lot of medical school graduates who are actually going out of state to perform their residency. So the more that we can sort of create a training ground for Arizona physicians, that would certainly help that situation.
When people hear shortage of medical professionals, obviously people get nervous about that. Is there something that would have set Arizona apart? Is that something that we share almost universally with other states around the country?
Yeah, we know there are workforce shortages nationally. I think a number of things have factored into why Arizona has some particularly pronounced shortages. One is just because of our growing population and our aging population. So that's certainly contributed to the problem. We also know that some states have benefited from some policy in federal at the federal level that's allowed more residents slots to be in place in other states. So the fact that we're this fast-growing state hasn't helped us at all in terms of being able to sort of keep up with the demand for healthcare workers.
How far ahead should we be looking to see how Arizona's shortage has been modified and how much the state has been affected by the Affordable Care Act and then the changes at the VA?
We really want to look over the next 5 to 10 years about how do we grow that healthcare workforce. The changes related to the Affordable Care Act aren't going to sort of hit Arizona overnight. So I'm not looking at, you know, some immediate challenges in terms of being able to meet the health workforce needs for the state. It's really a problem that we have to sort of start planning for now over the long term.
Kurt Shepard is president and CEO of Phoenix-based community health center Valle del Sol. He says he's not as concerned about the impact of a shortage of health care providers.
I think the bigger challenge is just the complexity of navigating healthcare at all, be it VA or any health system. You know, that's part of that creates some of the challenge for providers. You know, we have to have contracts with each individual health plan. We have to be credentialed with each individual health plan. It makes it difficult to provide access to folks unless, again, that person's on the health plan you are contracted with and your staff's credentialed. Or your provider's credential to provide health services on that plan, it's you know, becomes difficult.
Is that access situation even more complex? And I know you, with your organization, you deal with folks who get mental health care as well. Is that any more difficult than physical health care?
No, I don't believe that. No, I don't believe it's any more. Again, and a lot of times, I know my wife doesn't like this, but I use her as an example. She has a chronic health condition, lupus. We have a commercial health plan, and we're not rich people, but we have means at disposal, and it's difficult for her to get the health care she needs. So I think it's just, we just have a complicated health system in America. I know, and you add in the VA, the bureaucracy of the federal government, you know, what they have to face over there, that makes it even more difficult. But I am glad that, you know, unfortunately it takes a catastrophe like this to happen, that everyone's seen the news, the how quickly the federal government and now, you know, policymakers have moved to help free up resources for them to address this issue. So I'm sure that will help.
Kurt Shepard, president and CEO of Phoenix-based Community Health Center, Valle del Sol.